It's the WP Minute. This episode is brought to you by Blog Vault. Back up your WordPress website with the most reliable backup plugin boasting a 100% restore rate. Check out Blog Vault. You can get started with a free trial, no credit card required, at blogvault.net. You know how it goes. Everything I mentioned here will be linked up in the newsletter and the blog post. Check out the WPMinute.com for the links. In the news, the release of WordPress 5.9 is coming this month. There are many performance enhancements that will be part of this release. In addition to editor and front-end performance enhancements, lazy loading images changed, resulting in a 30% faster page load in some cases. Go over to make.wordpress.org to check out the numbers. Sarah Gooding over at the WP Tavern covers the new API in Gutenberg that will be released with WordPress 5.9. This new API will allow you to lock individual blocks and override template locking, which had been the only way to lock blocks. Events. As WordPress 5.9 comes out at the end of January, there is a mega meetup to provide information that WordPress professionals should know about. You can sign up for the meetup, which will be held Thursday, January 20th, 2022. Look for some great exploration of blocks and what to expect around design changes. WooCommerce updates. Heads up, starting with version 6.5 of WooCommerce, scheduled for release in May, WooCommerce will require PHP 7.2 or newer to work. PHP is rapidly changing, and it was determined that PHP 7.2 was the version that still had a significant number of WooCommerce active installs running. If you have an older version of PHP running, it will still work, but you will not be able to continue to update this plugin. You also risk the usual performance and security issues by running older versions. From our contributors and producers, there are several more 2021 year-end reviews from the WordPress community. Brad Tunard from Delicious Brains shares a nice post about how the company's growth has tripled and how the team is growing. He also covers the ACF, Advanced Custom Fields acquisition, along with other updates. The article is worth a few minutes of your time to read. WP Cloud Deploy shares the blog post of how they had 10 versions of their product released in 1 year. They rolled out more than 50 new improved features last year. This is a pretty impressive post representing a lot of work from that company. There's also an update from Rich Tabor. He announced that WP Experts has acquired his Login Designer plugin. Did you know that NFT marketplace aggregator Flip, co-founded by Up Only podcast host Brian Krogsgaard, you might know that name, yes, the guy from Post Status, has raised $6.5 million in a seed funding round. What is Flip, you ask? Flip aggregates NFT marketplaces under one roof on its platform, allowing users to easily navigate through available NFTs to buy. Ever wonder why competing with Google search is next to impossible? Must be a slow news week. Well, a new search engine needs an index of the web. Many sites don't welcome any web crawler that isn't Google or Bing. This article from Fast Company covers the challenges of competing with search that crawls sites with automated software. Brave, which is a privacy-focused web browser, had seen continued growth in 2021 with 50 million users. The Brave browser does not track your searches or share any identifying data with third-party companies. If you would like to break free from the big companies, you can give them a try. Two great segments ahead, the Learn Minute with Hawa Abashaya and the Woo Minute with Bob Dunn. Here we go, starting first with Hawa.
Happy New Year. It's Hawa Abashaya from the Make Training Team here with your Learn WordPress Minute. If you're not familiar with Learn WordPress, it is a learning resource on .org for anyone who wants to learn how to use, build for, and contribute to WordPress. The Make Training Team wrangles all the content on Learn, and we use the sprint methodology to determine what we are working on and our timeframe for delivery. This month, we have focused on creating content for 5.9 and need your help. We have identified a number of existing lesson plans and workshops that need to be revised, as well as the new features coming to 5.9 that need a corresponding lesson plan and workshop. For the full list, see our January 2022 sprint post on .org. Links provided in the show notes. If you are interested in helping create content, leave a comment on the post or drop us a message in the training team Slack channel. We also have some great workshop videos that you can follow. As a reminder, workshops are practical on-demand videos that show viewers what they can do with WordPress. Lesson plans are guides for facilitators to use while presenting at events or within educational environments. Visit make.wordpress.org/training for more information and check out learn.wordpress.org.
Hey, it's Bob WP from Do The Woo. Here's your 1 minute of WooCommerce. The innovation we see happening with WordPress will reflect directly on WooCommerce. When I asked Matt Mullen what get to say the word to give me some woo, he said, in 2022, the thing I'm most excited about is embracing Gutenberg and block interfaces for everything with Woo. Woo still has some ways of doing things which are more tied to the classic editor or shortcodes, or other ways of creating pages. There are some plugins and experiments around Gutenberg and Blocks. And I think that I would love if Woo was one of the best plugins in the world for embracing how to use Gutenberg. Then back in September, we had WooCommerce CEO Paul Majorana on the podcast. He added his insights. Because as we're able to see things like full site editing coming around the corner for WordPress itself, and as we are able to take some of the lessons learned from that and apply them to WooCommerce as a whole, we're going to be able to utilize the lessons learned in the full site editor experience in general. We're making that experience great for store owners earlier. So I can safely say, hang on to your hats with Woo in 2022, as I'm sure we're going to see some very cool things playing out. And you can find these conversations and more over at dothewoo.io. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Hawa. Thank you, dear listener. Thanks to all of the members who shared these links today. Birgit Polyhack, Liam Dempsey, Nigel Bahadur. Did you like today's episode? I'm sure you did. Want to support our efforts here at the WP Minute? Takes a village, takes a lot of folks to get this little episode done every week. Do it for as little as a coffee. You can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/MattReport. $5, $10, $20, $2 million, whatever value you get from the show is appreciated. Or join as a member for $79 for the year to get access to our private Discord where all of this stuff happens behind the scenes. Become part of our merry band of WordPress newsies and get involved in the weekly WordPress news like everyone I mentioned above. That's it for today's episode. If you enjoyed it, please share it on social media. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Podchaser. Don't forget to tell your friends how cool this episode was and jump on the mailing list at thewpminute.com.